Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome, and hope you're all doing well and having a marvelous day or evening, depending where or when you're listening to us. And we have an interesting show with us today on the Bob and Dave Survival Report. And boy, this is about survival, there's no question. And you would be well advised to take everything you're going to hear seriously and then act upon it. And don't listen to this for entertainment. Listen to this as preparation, because the time grows near. And I'll say this before I get a few of our ads out of the way here. The Goya CEO for food, major distributor. Forget the fact they're burning down all the meatpacking plants and they're paying farmers not to grow crops. Listen to me carefully. The Goya CEO said 3 to 6 months, major food shortages. Catastrophic. Listen to me, catastrophic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on those lines, you absolutely need to make sure you have 2 years' worth of food and 2 years' worth of seeds. And that'll get you 4 years in a good environment. Now, nukes, nuclear war, I know the game changes. I get that. Everything changes. But that should be your preparation goal. MPS has a great sale right now, $150 off the three-month special. They haven't raised prices. I can't believe they're doing a sale in this economic environment, but they are. And if you're going for multiple orders, let's say you order a year, order 4 sets of 3 months, and that way you get the discount each time and you'll save $600. Okay, and you know the details about the food. Okay, and we're one of the few that are still left standing in the food business, which I'm not happy about. People usually, you know, cheer when their competitors go by the wayside. We have a big nation to feed, and we don't need people going bye-bye now, and I'm really upset about this. But MPS is trucking along as long as they can. We also have the water filters available, too, and as you know, I'm the only distributor in the United States right now because they found some in the pipeline after they thought they had run out. But when those are gone, they're gone, and if the grid goes down, if the nuke goes off, well, the EMP is going to take everything down. You'll be scavenging for water. Hopefully, you won't be in a radioactive zone. I don't know if there's a lot we can do about that. But, ladies and gentlemen, you will need water filters. And you don't need one. Because if you're providing water for a family of four, you better have 4 or 5 of these. For obvious reasons. Okay, one is volume. 2 is lost, stolen, or broken. So you really need to do this now. And I'm telling you, this is last chance sale. Remember, I'm the only one selling these in the country. And you can find out how good they are by going to waterwithdave.com and reading the research and then order. For the food, you go to preparewithdave.com. We're hitting this as hard as we can. Now, assuming we have a society intact in 3 to 6 months, when the dollar comes crashing down, which it's going to, then you need to diversify. And noble gold is the way I've gone. Palladium, platinum, gold, silver, gold-proofing your IRAs so your bank can't take it down when they go down. Noble Gold can help you with all your diversification needs. They've done it for me. I go back multiple times. And I'm not saying that I'm bulletproof, but I'm going to be a lot better off than my neighbors, my friends, who aren't listening to me. And you can be in the same boat. So you need to give Noble Gold a call. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347, or you can go to goldbeforelate.com and order online materials, and then you'll have to call them. They will not call you. They are very, very no pressure oriented. That's goldbeforelate.com. Well, you know Bob Griswold, and he has the background to talk about the geopolitics we're going to get into, the survival aspects. That's his business. And he's one of the most prominent survival experts in the country. And this is why we have a show together. And today's show is going to be grim. And I'm going to be honest with you right up front. It's going to be grim. In fact, I'll set the tone. Yesterday, Russia threatened to nuke Paris, London, and Berlin. I don't think I need to go much beyond that. Ladies and gentlemen, you really need to take a look at what I'm saying here and realizing that it's zero hour. It's D-Day. The time of reckoning is here. Bob, welcome to the show.
Dave, you know, these are the times spoken about in the Word of God in the Bible. Mm-hmm. The times of trouble, Jacob's trouble. You know, from the book of Daniel, the book of Revelation, the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew 24, Luke 21 and Mark 14, we see this world headed towards a cataclysm. And Dave, it's just not nuclear war. It's just not the education system of the world has been corrupted. It's not that families have been destroyed. I mean, I cannot believe 20, 30 years ago, if what was going on with these people doing in school, what they're doing to your children, they would end up in prison. And we all know what happens to child molesters in prison. And now it's being pushed. Transgender Week, where they're teaching kids to dress up like freaks. So it's education. The food system has been corrupted. I have, Dave, we shared on the TV program last week that, you know, Nestle, PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg's, Mars, DeSante, you know, Coca-Cola, Nestle. I mean, all the food that they produce, I have that chart. You have that chart. Everything that they make is garbage food designed to kill you. It's designed with all kinds of toxic chemicals, box food. It's not good for you. It's designed to send you to the medical industry, which then we all know what happens when you go to the medical industry. I had a very, very deep, good Christian friend, you know, had COVID, put him in the hospital, put him on the vent, gave him remdesivir. He died, and he didn't die of COVID. I'm convinced of it. So this whole world is going in a certain direction right now. And what we need to do as Christian people is to extricate ourselves from the systems of this world. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them. These aren't just empty words. It really means what it says. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing and I will receive you. We're going to have to learn as Christian people that we cannot go along with this system, because the whole system right now, Dave, is designed to kill, maim, and destroy humanity. We see the genetic alteration of humanity come up, go right before our eyes, and people, I just see so many Christian people going, I took the vaccine and I took 20 doses of it, and you know, I have a heart attack and I don't know why. It was, they don't figure it out. They don't have the conspiratorial view of history. And if you're a Christian and you understand spiritual warfare, you don't believe in conspiracies, then you're not much of a Christian, because we understand that the Bible teaches us that we are in a heavenly battle with unseen forces. Some people call them aliens, but they're demons and fallen angels that we're in a battle with, and they are seeking every avenue. They're incredibly smart. These beings are incredibly smart. Just to segue here for a second, you know, if I was tested with 160 IQ, Dave, what would I be considered?
A genius.
Yeah. If I was tested with a 16,000 IQ, what would I be? I'd be beyond anything we could even comprehend.
We couldn't even calculate that, Bob, because this, you know, psychometric testing is something I know about. Yeah. And the highest IQ score you can get, they call it 200 plus.
Yeah. Well, you can go online and actually type in, if I had an IQ of 1,000. I mean, you would be able to read people. You'd be able to read them and actually know their emotions, anything going on inside them. Your brain would have the capacity to pick up all their vibrations off their brain. It would be past incredible if you had an IQ of 1,000. So imagine these beings that have IQs of tens of thousands or whatever. You know, they have orchestrated this world and everything in it now to destroy humanity, to corrupt humanity. They've corrupted marriage. They've corrupted education. They've corrupted medicine. Obviously, they've corrupted government. They've corrupted the news media. They've corrupted the food industry. They've corrupted the heavens itself, because they're poisoning the heavens. You know, they're opening dimensions that could allow. And I think of Revelation 9:11. It says the gates of there was a time when this gate of hell opens up, and all these demons and fallen angels that have been housed since the flood are going to come flooding out on the earth. We are actively pursuing our own destruction. People that have been guided by Lucifer with the promise of what he's going to give them, which is a false promise, the ultimate Faustian deal, they are going to open up on humanity, and it is being opened up right now. The greatest destruction humanity has ever seen. In fact, the Bible teaches us that unless those days have been shortened, God says enough is enough, end it. And unless he did that, there would be not one person alive. We have to go all the way back to Noah, because it says, as it was in the days of Noah, there was only 8 pure bloods left on the planet. The whole human race had corrupted itself. And even though Noah preached to them, none of them, None of them repented. None of them even wanted to repent. They mocked him. They laughed at him. And there were only 8 purebloods left on the planet at that time. Noah was perfect in his genealogy. The only ones left. And so this is what we see going on today. If he cannot kill you with drugs, kill you with food, kill you with medicine, destroy your mind with perversion, ruin your family, all this is coming into play, and it's just not happenstance. They're actual. You know what a critical path is, Dave? You know, how do you get from A to Z the quickest way possible? Well, there's a critical path right now that Lucifer set up globally on how to bring about the destruction of the human race. And it's so multifaceted, it's a hydra, so multifaceted that we really need to be praying right now as Christian people, Lord, as Jesus said, don't let me be deceived. Reveal to me what is going on that I can stand in this wicked day. And it's going to require life changes. I mean, I tell people, there's the public school, the mask has come off. It's no longer public school. It is actually the doctrines of demons being taught. And I don't care if you go to podunk, you know, public school, the curriculum is still coming down from the top. I mean, you know, granted, you know, if you flush poop down the toilet, it might get down to the sewer plant, might be a little, depleted, but it's still poop, you know? That's the same thing with all these things that we're looking at, education, medicine, food, and we're going to have to learn to come out from among them, because right now what is being orchestrated is nothing less than the destruction of humanity. And going back to Ukraine, what we were talking about, I'm reading an article by Pat Buchanan right now, and this is what he says. Nothing done in Ukraine in this two-month war has diminished the Russian arsenal of 6,000 nuclear weapons, the world's largest stockpile. And the more we destroy Russia's conventional power, the more we force Moscow to fall back into its ace in the hole, nuclear weapons. This is being forced on him. Now, granted, both sides are wicked. I mean, I am not a Putin apologist. I know what the man has done. The blood on his hand is substantial. And, you know, in Russia, a fair election is 2 to the back of the head of your opponent. That, they've demonstrated that. That's what fair elections are in Russia. Pop, pop to the back of the head, you know, or 2 to the body, 1 to the head, whatever. What they call that, a Mozambique. That's their idea of a fair election. But we are forcing a war on humanity right now. The very fact that Nancy Pelosi, the drunken hag, would go to Ukraine, I don't care about her and her dementia and her just alcoholic, you know, non-reality, that she can't even put 2 syllables together without stumbling. I mean, we got the verbal stumblers in charge, you know, Biden, Harris, and Pelosi. You know, they can't, between 3 of them, I don't think they could write a proper sentence. But we send her over there, it's signaling to Russia, it's a huge signal to them that, you know, we are going to commit whatever. When the third most important person in the U.S. government goes over there, that is a red flag to Putin. It's the bull or the bear, and we're waving the red flag at him, trying to provoke him. That's what's going on. And as Buchanan, I think, masterfully points out, we are going to destroy his conventional ability to fight a war. And what does that leave him with? And a man, let's add this, a man who possibly is dying of cancer. It does seem that there is something wrong with him. I'm not sure, because all the sources are coming out of Western news media. And I don't know if it's disinformation, but let's, for the sake of argument, say that he does have some terminal disease. So you're pushing a man with a terminal disease into a corner, and we see this, what John F. Kennedy did so masterfully, try to de-escalate, and General LeMay wanted to escalate. General LeMay almost got us into a nuclear war, and Kennedy, I mean, they were at odds. Kennedy de-escalated. He understood brinksmanship. We are doing just the opposite. Everything we do is designed to escalate this. You know, we send the third most important person in the U.S. government over there to provoke the red flag. We are supplying absolutely billions and billions of dollars in weaponry to Ukraine that are killing Russian soldiers in wholesale, if we believe the news media. And we have destroyed their economy. We've cut them off from the world. And then we say, but Russia's going to probably nuke us. you know, what they say about Sherlock, no, no, Sherlock.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you know, there's something to interject here, too. The rest of the world is not against Putin.
I know.
There are gold-backed economies that are emerging and will emerge, particularly in Latin America. Saudi Arabia is part of it. And there's something else I need to interject into our discussion now. And it's what's going on in Beijing and what's going on in Shanghai. And I've done the economic analysis. This has nothing to do with COVID. I've known that all along. And I thought, well, maybe Xi Jinping is after these two areas because they are progressive, well-educated, and they're sick of being slaves. But that's not it either. What I found is 10% of Taiwan's GDP is tied up in the Chinese economy. That's one. And two, one out of five ships right now are stuck in Chinese ports because of this lockdown. I look at this as an economic war on the West to deteriorate our economic resources that will affect our military in preparation for war. And China's assisting Russia in that regard. That's my operating hypothesis.
Well, I agree
today.
With you, but we are, you know, we are also doing a very good job of destroying our own military with the whole wokeness going into the military. You know, it's more important that you have the right color high heels on for a male soldier than it is that you have a mindset to destroy your enemy. I mean, we have the pollution of what we've introduced through compromise and weak power is absolutely destroying our military. And on top of that, we have shipped an incredible amount of ordnance to Ukraine, and with the possibility we can't make it back again because of the natural resources of phosphate, nitrogen, and all those things that are needed to make explosives.
So you're saying we have weapon shortages is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, you know, juxtapose this. If the Russians are running out of conventional ability and we're running out of conventional ability, where does that leave the world? Now,
mushroom
the rest
cloud.
Of the world might be with Putin.
Bob, don't skip over that point. There are some people that are hearing us for the first time, and I think we need to walk them through some of this. And what you're talking about there very clearly is that when you run out of conventional or you're going to lose, you resort to the mushroom cloud approach, nuclear weapons. First, it might be tactical on the battlefield, and then you bring out the big boys.
Well, that's what Hitler did. I mean, once Hitler was started losing, he issued it. Now, his generals, thank God they didn't always obey him. Some of the SS did, but some of the generals, I mean, he wanted to burn Paris down, and his general wouldn't do it. You know, but Hitler, when he started losing, he went into demon-possessed. Well, he was always demon-possessed. But, I mean, he would, I guess a few more demons was stuffed into that flesh sack he called a body. And he just came up with the idea, I am going to burn everything down when I'm losing, including Germany. He actually came out and said the German people deserve this because they didn't support me enough. Now, I would say that same demonic mindset has taken hold of our leaders. We see it. I mean, just to segue just for a second, as they start losing power and they see themselves losing power, we have a ministry of truth going to come up to quash anybody who disagrees. Free speech goes out the window. Self-defense goes out the window. We have persecution of people. So, I mean, that same mindset's taken over. And so the Democrats, facing maybe a catastrophic loss, as Hitler did, as Putin is, it's all designed by Luciferian powers, Dave, to draw humanity into a funnel. You've dropped one of those pennies down one of those circular funnels, and it's slower, speeds up, and at the end it's going so fast, it just falls into the hole. That's what's happening to humanity right now. I mean, Dave, between all the avenues that we are being attacked, the Hydra, the satanic Hydra, that we are being attacked by right now, and this is why it takes spiritual wisdom. That's why over and over again in the Bible it says, he who has wisdom, let him understand this. Because it's not something that the novice is going to understand. It's those trained in spiritual warfare who are going to understand it. I mean, you're going to a conference this weekend where you're going to be talking about these things, you know, in Nashville, that will help enlighten people to see that there is as above, so below. What's happening below is because it's happening above. There's a spiritual war going on in the heavens, and it's being manifested on earth. And the wise mind sees it, and the wise mind extricates itself from it because I don't want to be involved and those kind of conflicts anymore. The conflict I'm in right now is for the souls of men. I want to make sure that men understand, men and women understand, that there's a battle for their soul going on, and Satan has a battle for their body going on, that he wants to destroy all of humanity. Once you understand that, you know, there's that book, David, we were talking about beforehand, that it's called Geoengineered Transhumanism by Elena Freeland. I recommend everybody get it. I know it's available on Amazon. But there's a paragraph in here that says millions have been inoculated with gene therapy that implants into the natural human genome both the software and a weaponized spike protein, while the 5G flu is being sold to the public as a pandemic. In the smart city environment that has been epigenetically prepared by chemicals, electromagnetics, nanotechnology, AI for AI control, natural human health, physical and mental, is at an all-time low as the ancient immune system struggles what has been intentionally bioengineered to weaken and sneak around it for their transhuman purposes. Once you have read and grasped how this is done, you will be ready to consider what it takes to remain human on Earth during this period of artificial life, intelligent machines, hybrids, synths, clones, nanorobots, everywhere outside in society and inside our bodies and brains. That's what it says, and that's what's going on, and that's what we need to see. So this war with Russia that is going to come, and I think the Luciferian powers are going to do it because they just have this drive for the destruction of humanity. Obviously, they abort children. They destroy marriage, the propagation of children. They take young children and they corrupt their minds. They inject these children with experimental vaccines, which in that same book, it says Merriam-Webster has changed the definition of a vaccine from something that you inject to build a natural immunity to a synthesized thing that basically rewrites our gene programming. So, I mean, it's all being done right before our eyes. We need to see it. We need to be wise. We need to prepare for it. And the first thing we do is to prepare spiritually. We get our hearts right with the Lord Jesus Christ. We surround ourselves with men and women of God that are going to encourage us. That's what the Scripture teaches, that as we see this day approach, we encourage one another. And then the thing that you do, Dave, is we need to get the supplies ready, because everything, the whole food system is going to be destroyed, the natural food system. As I mentioned, all those box foods you see in the store, which is 90% of what you see in the store anymore, box food, glyphosate, MSG, massive amounts of polluted salt. What I mean by polluted salt is real salt has like 90-some minerals and elements in it that are good for us. Polluted salt is when they strip all that out of there and they sell you sodium chloride. So it's just filled with that. And then they want to control all agriculture. That's why they're paying farmers not to grow food. That's why we see, a couple weeks ago, the FBI warns of cyber attacks. This is an article, Dave, from April 25th. It says that the FBI's cyber division issued a statement last week of potential ransomware attacks. We've already seen these against several meat manufacturers last year. The agriculture industry has more than a dozen food processing plants across the United States suffered from damage from mysterious fires. I mean, the FBI warned about it. That kind of starts to happen. I'm not making any comment there. But it says, a significant disruption of grain production could impact the entire food chain. Well, no joke, since grain is not only consumed by humans, but also for animal feed, and it's made in gasoline, corn. Corn oil, is used in thousands of products. You don't have any dairy because cows can't eat. It goes all the way down. Ladies and gentlemen, let's look at the Luciferian plan. Let's keep it in mind that there's a war in heaven against humanity. It's being manifested in this realm. But when you see all this happening, understand that you are in a spiritual battle for your life, the spiritual battle for your children, and the spiritual battle for your soul. Your very soul is at stake right now because, misery loves company. Satan wants to, he knows his destination is hell, and he wants to take as many of God's creation, his highest, greatest creation, humanity, and take them with him into the abyss. It says an attack that disrupts processing at a protein or dairy facility can quickly result in spoiled products that have a cascading effect down to the farm levels as animals cannot be processed. Dave, when you look at all of the threats, war, I mean, war has already disrupted the planting of the Ukrainian grain fields, which feeds a third of humanity. When you look at the pestilence, the bird flu that's killing chickens, what are they? I don't know what it's up to, 20 million, 30 million chickens right now. There's a plant in Tennessee here that just had to destroy 5 million chickens. 5 million. Now, you know, you add them up, and that starts to make a substantial impact. Look at the price of eggs. Look what's happening to it.
It's the price of everything. Let's go back to this situation. I'd like your opinion on how you think the war is going to widen. What will be the provocative events?
Well, it's not one provocative event that's going to do it. Nancy Pelosi in Ukraine, sending massive amounts of weapons to Ukraine, destroying the Russian economy. It's a hydra. And I use that word because I think it best describes what's being done. It's a Luciferian hydra to make the two biggest kids on the block fight each other. And that's where I would say the Chinese are probably exacerbating the whole thing because they would have no greater...
Yeah, I just said that, the way they're handling the lockdown so as to cause a supply backup. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
But I may state the question more clearly. A happens, and then B happens, and C happens. How's this war going to start? Now, forget Nancy Pelosi. She's not starting the war. She's only antagonizing the outcome. So
yeah, she's antagonizing it, and it's not Nancy Pelosi. It's the fact that the Speaker of the House goes over there. It's the political representation
with
the Speaker of the
House. But I don't want to go down that road with Pelosi. She's irrelevant to the argument, except for the fact it signals the government of the United States stands with Ukraine no matter what, and we're on their side no matter what. Okay, now we know that, and sending weapons... I mean, she didn't even need to go. We've made our statement with the weapon technology. They should be given them M-29s, and then it would really be complete. But how does this war get wider? In your opinion, what would we look for here?
Well, I think, you know, the Bible teaches us that all war comes from the love of money. The love and power is money. You know, land is money. And obviously, money is money. So I think as we... go down the thing of threatening and destroying Russia's economy more, then Russia, you know, ups it up by cutting off all the oil to which they just did, you know, all gas, no Europe doesn't get any gas. That's what started World War II with the Japanese. We cut off their oil source.
Exactly.
And then they had no other option but to go into Malaysia and, you know, Asia and conquer those countries so they could get the natural resource of oil. We cut off all scrap iron going to them. The sanctions are what drove Japan to do what they did. Now, I'm not, again, a Japanese apologist. I just know the dynamics of how conflicts start. And what we did to Japan that provoked them to do what they did is the exact same thing we're doing to Russia and what they are doing. And so Russia starts out, you know, with threats, then they go into Ukraine, and then they escalate it with conventional weapons, they suffer losses, and it just one domino after the other until the big domino falls. And that's somebody pushes the red button, and the Satan missile comes out.
So let me ask you this. This is what I'm really looking for. When you look at the map, and I know you've done that, and you're saying, okay, it's time to go to war with NATO. Where does Russia strike first outside Ukraine?
Well, I would say London. I would say
probably...
You
think it's going to start as a nuclear war and not conventional?
There'll be no difference.
There's a huge difference.
Dave, once you drop conventional warheads on a city, you have declared war, and that's going to quickly get out of hand.
So your answer is a lot different than mine. Let's put mine on the table and then talk about the two. I think because the immediate threat to the war in Ukraine are the training of troops and supplying of troops in Poland and then bringing it into Ukraine, I think the Russians will move on Poland. I mean, I think it'll be conventional to start with, not that it won't expand. Okay, so that's my position. How do you see it?
Again, Dave, all we can do is estimate. It is a calculated understanding of the situation, and we come up with ideas. I think Putin does know, considering maybe even his health and the fact that the Russian economy is destroyed, that he is being pushed into a corner where he might not have any other option. If he goes into Poland, just as the Germans went into Poland, that's what provoked World War II. The Germans went into Poland, and then all bets were off. Then it really did turn into a world war. If Russia goes into Poland, it will quickly turn into a world war. I do think the U.S. probably has the ability to overwhelm Russian forces through conventional weaponry. And then, again, I think as Buchanan said, we push him into that corner where he only has one option left. A potentially dying man, has one option left. So your scenario could be absolutely right, but I think it quickly escalates from there because, I go back to Kennedy. Kennedy was the level-headed guy in the situation. LeMay, I think he was just insane. He wanted a nuclear war. Only insane people
Bob,
want a nuclear war.
Let me share this with you. With my investigation into the Kennedy assassination, and Jim Mars, the late Jim Mars, would agree with us. We talked about this at some length. LeMay was directing Secret Service activities the day of the assassination and before.
Johnson.
And he compromised Kennedy's protection. And I'm not going to go into it now, but he did it in about a half a dozen significant ways. He was behind the assassination. There's no question. LeMay belongs in the Biden administration, to give you an idea what it's like.
Go ahead, sorry.
I want to go back to part two. Okay, so I do agree with you. If Russia goes in to Poland, and I think it's kind of like a test of wills, and they go into Poland, and then the United States moves to overwhelm them with themselves and the forces of NATO, if I were Russia and you're playing to win, and I'm thinking like Vladimir Putin, okay, it's on. There's no in-between now. It's not tactical nukes, and we're going to escalate to ICBMs. It's going to be, I got submarines off the coast of the United States. I'm nuking the key targets immediately, both in Europe and the United States.
See, Dave, Putin has learned the lesson. He's fought a conventional war in Ukraine, and he suffered probably more losses than he would have. But keep in mind, they suffered 20 million losses in World War II. They were not going to give up. They threw men and material at the Nazis that the Nazis could not, even though the Nazis had technological superiority, they could not handle the numbers thrown at them. But the one thing Putin has learned is that he is going to suffer huge losses if he goes into Poland conventionally. I think he realizes that. So what's on the table? And I would say also strongly, cyber war. I mean, if you see cyber attacks on Poland or any of the NATO bloc countries that start shutting down their systems, that's a preempt.
Bob, that's not going to end there because we would immediately...
No, it won't end there.
Forget Biden.
A larger war.
I can't calculate Biden and Obama because they're traitors to this country. But any president worth his salt sitting in the Oval Office, if they did the EMP takedown or cyber grid takedown of our grid, that would be an immediate nuclear response.
Oh, I agree with you. But what it would do, it depends on how they do it and what they do. How much would it degrade our ability to respond? I mean, does Putin have access to interrupting EAMs going to our submarines? Does he have the ability to hack into our ICBMs? And what level of traitors are inside our military already that would just not follow orders or actually just try to contraband orders that were given so that the chain of command falls apart. So we have basically a cyber hacking that would prevent the ability to attack, and then we might have traitors in our own government, which we know we do in our own military.
Milli Vanilli right there.
Yeah, would absolutely, hey, Beijing, we're going to attack you in 10 minutes. You better get ready. That type of thing. Throw a monkey in the wrench, so that it cannot happen, or that it would be greatly diminished, and what a mockery it would be to the U.S. to try that kind of response, and it just fell flat on its face, and maybe the missiles during flight to self-destruct. We don't know what level of capabilities the hackers have. We do know they're able to hack into our systems. They do it. So it could fall apart on its face. The U.S. military has been greatly compromised by these people, intentionally. So if Putin does go into Poland, if you see an EMP attack or a cyber attack on any of these governments that start shutting the government down, that's a preemptive signal that they are planning to do something monumentous. That's what we did when we went into Iraq. We dropped EMP bombs.
Right.
Shut down. We attacked their command and communication. That's what we did. We shut it down so they couldn't respond to the attack. And that's exactly what Putin would do. That's what Putin tried to do in Ukraine. I don't know if he expected the response that he got, and quite frankly, I still think he's going to win that battle, because, again, I just know the Russian mindset. They're not going to give up.
Well, you know he's going to win the battle because when a big country attacks a small country, as Kamala Harris would say, the big country will win.
I know. Okay, that was pretty good, Kamala Harris. You know, you had to put more ums in there to say that, but, you know. That's what it is. But that's what I see. So, Dave, the solution is right now, you know, is threefold. Again, I'm going to mention it again, is first of all, this world is headed towards destruction. The Bible tells us that this time it will be the most grievous time in human history. There's nothing that will ever be like this since the flood, nor ever will be again. Daniel tells us that at the end of the age, technology and travel would greatly expand. That has never happened, ever. And we see it just right now. The sum total of mankind's accumulated knowledge doubles twice a day. Twice a day, Dave. So, I mean, that's the ability of this apparatus to gain information. It's all-inclusive. We see the digital currency coming about, the mark of the beast technology, the transhumanism changing the DNA of mankind. All of it's happening right in front of your eyes. The spiritual, the wise, those that are wise will understand and prepare. The fools go off to perdition. You know, I mean, a fool walks down the railroad track when he sees the train coming. Kind of smart people maybe get off the tracks. But most of America is asleep. They're deaf, so they don't hear the train coming. They're blind, so they don't see it coming. And they just get plowed down by the train. You know, we need to have our ears and eyes open. The spiritual ears and eyes need to be open. And we do that from reading the Word of God, studying God's Word, and knowing what is going on in that spiritual realm. I know Tim Ramarino, you're going to his conference, talks a lot about that. You know, Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman. I mean, there's so many people out there talking about this spiritual realm war we're in right now. And we need to understand that this, all this stuff we've been talking about, is all controlled by headquarters and in Lucifer's realm. His generals, the fallen angel generals, are issuing commands. They've inhabited people. I mean, some people have become, I think, probably far less human.
I want to make sure I understand what you're saying here. Are you saying key leaders in the United States military are inhabited by evil spirits from Satan?
Well, Dave, if you read this book...
I'm not arguing with you.
I'm going to answer you. She answers this question. It says, you know, one of the major generals, Major Michael Aquino, wrote a 12-page article in 1980 about cyber warfare and psychops.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a Satanist.
Yeah, I'm well aware of
that. That's
him.
What she says. I mean, so, you know, and there was a lot of other stuff. If you get the book, you can read about it. He was involved with. Aquino was involved in the Zodiac serial killer murders and some, you know. I'm just reading what she says, you know. Just, it's all there. So, to answer your question, obviously, yes. Yeah, I mean, I would say they're kicking out. There's an aggressive campaign against Christian people in the military today.
Yeah, there is. Let's go back to before the flood. And we know there was different DNAs there. I mean, you had the fallen angels that came and bred with earth women. And I think that was the cataclysm. If I know my Bible, it's the cataclysm that ultimately ended up with God saying, I need to purify things and cast them out. But as they were killed, evil spirits survived and come and inhabit the bodies and minds of other people. Is that pretty much where this is going?
Yeah, the Nephilim.
Yes.
That when they were destroyed, their spirits roamed the earth looking for another body to possess so they can fulfill their lusts and carry out their I mean, not only the lust for blood, the lust for, you know, deviant relationships, all that lust contains, money, all of it. So the response, the only response, there can be no, you know, non-Christian good people. You understand? Because it's like you're fighting. I mean, imagine the Battle of Hastings, and they have their swords and their horses, and I come there with Apache attack helicopters and M1 Abrams. I mean, the battle is so one-sided that you have no chance at all. I mean, you can shoot your bow and arrow at M1 Abrams, and then nothing's going to happen. And, you know, an Apache attack helicopter can fly a couple thousand feet up and destroy you. So that's the nature of the spiritual warfare, trying to fight this war in the natural, thinking, you know, if we get the right person elected, if we do this, if we do that, you know, we're going to do this, it's an outcome, is total nonsense. Because you're fighting the Battle of Hastings or whatever battle, the Battle of Gettysburg, whatever. I mean, even though they had, you know, cannons, not going to do anything against an M1 Abrams or Apache attack helicopter or nuclear missile. So you're fighting a heavenly realm of spiritual powers that are so far advanced. The only way you can fight them is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the book of Revelation says. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's the only way you're going to fight this battle and win. Because the ultimate goal is not saving my life on this planet. My ultimate goal is hearing, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord," throughout eternity. That's my ultimate goal. So we have a spiritual battle we're fighting in the heavenlies. We fight it on our knees. We fight it with the truth. So that's the first thing we need. We want to be infused with power from on high, that the truth of God dwells in us.
Yes.
Two, we want to have surround ourselves, and the scripture tells us to do this. And that's why they closed down all the churches, because they knew that when you have godly men and women coming together, praying and seeking and preaching the word, there's immense power in that. You can have an abortion clinic open, your liquor store could be open, but you can't go to church. You might catch a disease. So they wanted to prevent godly men and women from fellowshipping one another, because there's power in that.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, we want to take the examples of Noah and Joseph, and I'm telling you, the whole system is designed right now to starve you. That's what's coming. Starve you into compliance. And even if you comply, you're going to get bug food, you know, and you will be glad for bug food when you get that hungry. You will. You'll eat cockroaches, whatever you need to eat, grub worms. That's what you'll do. So that's what we need to be preparing. The weapons that they plan on using against us are moral, destroy us morally. Two, break the fellowship up of people who are like-minded, that we do not fellowship with one another. And three, you know, create such shortages that we have no option but to, you know, go to Papa Government and have them give us the bug food. And so the wise person will see this and say, "Well, I'm gonna, you know, break apart all three of those, and I'm going to seek the Scripture, seek the Lord, become infused with power from on high, gain that moral strength. I'm going to surround myself with godly men and women, people who know how to pray, people who know how to speak the truth, and then third, I'm not going to be forced into a government food line." And they're saying it. It used to be clandestine. Remember, Dave, fear porn? I mean, you know, oh my gosh, you're one of those conspiracy nuts to think the government's going to shut down the food supply. 5 years ago, they were saying that. Nobody's saying it today, because it's so out in the open. Everything's out in the open today. Food processing plants around the country are catching on fire. We see the churches, apostasy. They've been infiltrated with all kinds of manner of deviant people. I mean, every day it's just like some pastor somewhere has been being hanky-panky with the church members, financial mismanagement, lust for power, driving around, you know, Bentleys and all that. You see it. And then Christian fellowship, destroyed. That's what they're trying to do. And then the means of sustenance, your water, your food, destroyed. Your education, destroyed. You know, when they say, you know, elementary school children in Beijing are learning calculus, we're learning, you know, what sex we are. It's destroyed. The news media is obviously just a tool of Satan's disinformation campaign. medicine, we've seen the last 2 years, has come out of the closet. Even Sir Fauci is still pushing masks and vaccines. And I think if the whole truth comes out concerning Ukraine and Wuhan and the ties between the two, we're going to see a lot of people incriminated by that. So it is a time for sobriety right now. It's the time for, you know, biblical, godly thinking right now. It's the time to get your heart right with the Lord, because the days that are coming are going to be unlike any days the world has ever seen, Dave.
Well, I think that when they get the comment, run for the hills, I think what we're looking at here is it's a comment saying you got to learn to live outside the system. But I'll say this, people. They will outlaw how much gold and silver you can have. Not that you should obey that law. They will outlaw food storage because they want total control, and you shouldn't obey that. What I'm telling you, listen to me carefully. It's not enough to have these resources. You better learn how to hide these resources. And I'm being very, very serious about this. And this board of disinformation that's come out now, they're going to direct it against Christians. There's no question in my mind. That's what the pandemic did, and the lockdowns, company lockdowns, like Bob pointed out. Well, they're not done with that. They're not done with Christians. And this is what they have to implement. They can't have us congregating and talking. So Bill Gates came out yesterday, Bob, and said, there's another pandemic coming, and it's going to be more contagious and more deadly, blah, blah, blah. They got to lock us down again and then shut off the internet so we can't communicate about what's going on so they can catch humanity off guard. That's my take on where this is going.
And again, Dave, this goes back to when I'll help anybody. Don't feel like you have to buy something from me, Dave. I just want to say that to people. If you want to know how to communicate outside a network system, give me a call. I'll walk you through it.
Yeah.
It's not hard. There's certain things you'll have to do. You'll have to learn certain things, but it's not hard. And you know, you might not be able to. You can if you want to set up a system that you could. If I'm in Teleco Plains and I want to talk to somebody in Canada, I can do that through a non-network system. But if you want to talk to your family across town, that's very simple to accomplish, not expensive, and it allows you the ability to operate communications outside their system, because the cell phones go down. I mean, Russia turns our cell phone system off, you know, and then there's a major disaster. I can promise you it's going to be like everybody has one foot nailed to the floor and they're running as fast as they can. And, you know, that means you're just running in circles. And that's what it'll look like. The big cities, something like that happens and food production shuts off to the big cities. First of all, you're going to have waves of violence like you can't even imagine. And then that waves of violence are going to form gangs, and they're going to start going to the outskirts. Be ready for them, because it's going to happen. And, you know, you throw in what you mentioned about Shanghai, the ports, products aren't being shipped here. The phosphates are not being shipped here out of Russia and Ukraine. The wheat's not being shipped here out of Russia and Ukraine. Fertilizer prices have skyrocketed. People aren't growing corn. Corn feeds animals. It's a complete system takeover by Luciferian powers. And you continue to watch Fox News or whatever, and you're just fed a diet of, you know, demon light, you know, whatever you want to call it. But it's still the poison pill. And this is why we have to get new sources outside the system. You have to learn to eat outside the boxed system. You need to learn to treat yourself outside the medical industry with plants and stuff like that. And not that all medical procedures are bad, but you want to learn how to do it outside the system. You want to know how to educate your children. Cameron came on and he said, you know, public education is no longer, you know, any doubt about what they're trying to do. It's not about educating children. It's about perverting children. You need to learn how to educate your children outside the system. So and when Jesus said, come out from among them and be separate, I mean, the words don't get any clearer than that. And touch no unclean thing. Well, all that I just mentioned, unclean. Public school's unclean. The food's unclean. The medical industry's unclean. It's all unclean. Come out from among them and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. See, it's predicated upon you doing those things. If you continue to do those things, you know what they say? You know, if you do the same thing and you get the same results over and over and over again, you know, kind of like being an idiot. You know, if I hit my finger with a hammer and I don't learn the lesson of that hurts and keep doing it, well, it's going to keep hurting. And we wonder why our families are destroyed. We wonder why our health is destroyed. We wonder why our brains are destroyed. Get that book, Geoengineered Transhumanism, on Amazon, Elena Freeland. And I'm telling you, it's an eye-opener. And I'm not getting paid to say that. I bought the book and read it, and I can't put it down. But it for those who want to be wise, it teaches you Lucifer's plan for humanity right now. And all, just to, Dave, just a quick thing, just to read some of the titles in it. Let me get here. As Above, So Below, GMO Frankenfoods, Vaccine, the Medical Industry's Third Rail, Nanotechnology and the Quantum Threshold, how they use, you know, I've seen them. They can influence people's brains with magnetism. The Secret Space Program, which is going to introduce aliens to us. The architects are building back their Nineveh's. That's the biblical reference of the godless city of Nineveh. Dual-use technologies, and I can go into that quite a bit because a lot of stuff is dual-use technology. It might seem benign to you, but it has if you want it, it can be a nefarious purpose. And then occult assault. The magical human head is how they're attacking our brains with occult knowledge. I can't say it right now. The pituitary gland.
You mean the pituitary gland?
Excuse me. So, thank you. Pituitary gland. I'm having a senior moment there, Dave.
Okay. Joe.
And it just goes on and on and on. And you just read this, and it's just an expose on how the battle is being fought against you. And I would say 99% of Christian people who read this book go, oh my gosh, this is conspiracy theory stuff. And yet it's right in front of their face.
You know, this is the thing that just drives me nuts. It was about 1967 the CIA developed the term conspiracy theory to discredit anyone who was criticizing the Warren Report, because that's when really things started to come out. And now that's carried forward here. I remember I was talking to a fellow professor, it was probably about 10 years ago, and he asked me something about Kennedy, and I gave a standard answer. And he goes, oh, I didn't think you were a conspiracy theorist, Dave. And I'm thinking, this is how enshrined we are in this thinking. Most things happen in life by conspiracy. Good conspiracy, bad conspiracy. Hey, let's go to lunch. Good conspiracy. Hey, let's take our kids to the park. Good conspiracy. Two or more people planning to do something. The bad conspiracies, well, let's rob a bank. Like, they act like two bad people would never get together and plan to do something wrong. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's a crime.
We buy into this paradigm here. Governments do nothing but engage in conspiracies.
Precisely, Dave. And that's what I'm saying. Unless you have the conspiratorial role of history, the view of history as a conspiracy, you do not understand spiritual warfare, period. I mean, you're spiritually a child, a baby, because Satan is always conspiring. Satan and his minions are always conspiring to thwart God's plan. God's plan for humanity is for me to live at peace, to love my brother, to you know, manage and properly manage this earth. That's what he gave the charge of Adam, to love one another and to manage the garden and to glorify him. Everything around us today has been corrupted with Luciferian knowledge, Luciferian people, and this design is just the opposite. Hate your brother. Oh my gosh, he's black. I gotta hate him. That's what they tell me. I gotta hate him. I'm a racist. I gotta hate him. You know. Oh, food. Yeah. I've been to doctors that say, you know, what you eat doesn't. That's all anecdotal. You know, it doesn't. Eating food doesn't affect you. Public school, great. I mean, your children need to know that even though they have a penis, they still might be a girl. I mean, that's what they teach children openly in public school today. I mean, so everything we see going on around us is designed to circumvent that. What does the Lord require of you? To do justly. They don't want us doing justly. They want us doing unjustly. To love mercy, you know, to live as a merciful person, and to walk humbly before God. Jesus said, love your brother as yourself. All those commands, Lucifer's designed to circumvent them.
That's true, and that's kind of where we need to leave this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a spiritual war as much as it's a physical war. And what Bob said about seeking the counsel and salvation of the Lord Jesus, and it's I couldn't have said it any better. Bob, in the few seconds we have left, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Well, they can go to our website, readymaderesources.com, or they can call me at 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. If they want to learn more about it, just take this weekend and go to the conference, Timothy Arbarino's conference. Go there. You'll hear men of God talking about the challenges we face spiritually.
And on that note, my friend, we must close. Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a choice, and I think Bob articulated it pretty clearly here. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.